The top stories on ABC News. The Prime Minister will deliver a national apology to survivors of child sexual abuse on October 22. Malcolm Turnbull has outlined the government's formal response to the five-year Royal Commission into child sexual abuse. He says 104 of the 122 recommendations will be adopted. US President Donald Trump says American troops will no longer conduct war games with South Korea after reaching an agreement at the Singapore summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Mr. Kim indicated a missile testing site would be destroyed, but President Trump says sanctions would remain until there's clear evidence North Korea is getting rid of its arsenal. Police in New South Wales are launching a large-scale forensic search in bushland today as part of investigations into the disappearance of William Tyrrell. The boy vanished from the yard of his foster grandmother's house in Kendal on the New South Wales mid-north coast in 2014. No trace of the three-year-old has been found. The national commodity forecaster ABARES says farmers have cut back winter crop plantings by 4% this season. The scale back has been led by drought-affected regions in New South Wales and Queensland. Grain growers across Australia's wheat belts sowed their crops during their driest autumn since 1902.